give thanks for the good things in your life, and hopefully the Good Day program is a good thing in your life as we discuss things that are going on. Many of the items are thoughts, and I guess I wonder sometimes, I go through this with Kenny and Jennifer and Roberta and Richie. Roberta's on her way to the airport to go yet someplace else to straighten out.
She's going to Jazz Fest now.
Another problem that she either has or will create at some point in her life. Richie, I don't know where he is. There's a lot of traffic in Washington
today.
So there you go. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the essence of our day today focuses on the Supreme Court dealing. The headline reads, Supreme Court deals blow to affirmative action. What a crock. What a crock. The vote was 6-2. The court says the voters in this state can outlaw the use of race as a factor in college admissions.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Why should race be used as a factor in college admissions? That's not a right of center or a left of center view, even though the right will take it as such and the left will take it as such. It is a vote of people who have the right to vote to declare or decide their future or their preference. That's what has been upheld here. It's not a blow for affirmative action. That's a crock of bunkum. It's all about the voting process and whether or not that should stand as the final word. And the Supreme Court said, yes, it does. Now, if we can get some more referendum questions on the ballot, like what to do with regard to money, people get upset about this stuff. Now you realize that we really do have some power, and it's time we exercised it. People say to me all the time, because we all complain about government, big business, and government being in bed together, and how the small guy's getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday, 8, 9, 10 conversations like this I have a week with people. So now, every time it comes up, I'm going to say, you see what happened in Michigan with their vote on affirmative action as it applies to not only public education, but government contracting, public employment, that sort of thing. That's the right way to handle it. Not that they're having, I'm not saying, and I don't want to hear from anybody who says I'm a racist, go away, if that's what you're thinking. Get lost. That isn't what I'm saying, and that isn't what this vote, that isn't what this ruling says. But people who are so, and we see these votes all the time, by the way, so clouded by their own political, and the courts become way too political, but you can't say this court with this vote, because it was 6-2, you can't say that it is that it's a political bias thing, because people on the
right
other side, if you will,
they wouldn't have let it happen.
No. Mm-hmm. So the circumstances are clear. The decision was just. And now we need to take this as an example and run with it. Every state in the union should have all kinds of questions that pertain to, you can vote in your state to not allow money to be used in campaigning.
It's and time we let all that stuff go and start judging people on their abilities.
And more importantly, it's time we started using the power that you have at the ballot box.
Yeah, that's
to change things that you want to change.
Absolutely.
And we tried that with referendum questions, but you see, there was no money involved in this because people didn't really see it coming. When it comes to referendum questions like the vote in California to label foods there, and then Monsanto comes in and kills it with all of their spending, what you do is you have a referendum that declares you can't spend money to influence voting. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And in your state, if that passes, then guess what? They'll have to spend their money someplace else. And if it spreads like wildfire across the country, so be it. That's what you got to do to take back the country. That's a start, anyway. People are always asking me, because they hear me go off on these tangents, we've got to take back the country. You take it back like this. This is one of the most positive things. I'm sorry that it's an area. Well, I'm not sorry, because I think it's been abused, frankly. I think it's time for affirmative action in the way that it's been used to stop. I don't know if there's a better way of using affirmative action. Not a student of that. I just know that a lot of people who really weren't qualified to go into certain jobs or to have certain types of education have been given that opportunity, that privilege, because of this law. And the law, by the way, was a good one at the time it was passed because there was so much prejudice the other way. So the pendulum, as it always does, swings left and right and left and right and left. So maybe this is closer to the middle. Let's hope it is. And let's hope that other things will come about as a result of the courage and the intelligence of the Michigan voter. That's, by the way, this goes back to 2006. It's not like it just happened last year or yesterday. This ballot initiative was in the fall, November of 2006, midterm election. And it carried the day. So, good for it, good for them. Time for it. But this is not about race at all. You can think it is. You can even say it is. But it's not. It's about voting and what happens with the power of the vote. That's all this is. So all these blowhards that will be yelling and screaming, I can hear Al Sharpton now on his program, this is racism. This is an end to affirmative action. America's going down the tank. Go away, you big gas bag.
Yeah, go away, gas bag.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Yeah, 888. All right, so Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What are people saying about this now that we've had some time to chew on it?
Jay says, it's a new era. Now everyone has an equal chance to achieve. The only way to get ahead is hard work.
Yeah, only in Michigan, though.
Well, that's not really what the vote's about, but it kind of has that. That'll be the result of it, let's hope. What else have you got?
Robert says, affirmative action is wrong. Its goals are correct, but the methods affirmative action uses are discriminatory and hurt everyone of color, of all colors.
Right. This would have been a good conversation to have after the morning after the Michigan ballot, had anybody known what was really going on. It's good to have it come to the surface, but once again, that's not what this decision is about. This decision is purely about the right to decide through the voting a mechanism that we are allowed. It has nothing to do with a blow to affirmative action. That may be something that some people think comes out of it, and maybe that may be the result of it, frankly. A fairer standard for admission to Michigan schools, or getting government state contracts in Michigan, or getting a job in Michigan. All right, what else?
Hope says, finally, some common sense from a court instead of discrimination against a student due to their race.
I think this is the first Supreme Court ruling that has gotten a lot of publicity in the last 4, 5, 6 years that I thought made sense. How many times have you heard me go off on rulings from the Supreme Court because they just are so blatant? And they have been. But those are always 5-4 votes. Not here. 6-2. I don't know who didn't vote. Who was it that didn't vote? Was it Mrs. Sotomayor didn't vote because she didn't believe in the outcome, or what is it? But I saw her picture attached to a story, and then I didn't read what the deal was. So anyway, but it's clear what's going on here, and I think it's good. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to doug@dougstefan.com, or ken@dougstefan.com, or jennifer@dougstefan.com, or richie@dougstefan.com. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life, your body. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. It may be that you are suffering from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, that sort of thing. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much, and why so many people get behind it. Stacks. I use this term frequently, but it's true. I get email from people talking about the experiences they have taking some of the products that we talk about here on the program, and Heart Factors, one of them. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. so you'll have a healthier body. Your heart is stronger because it's getting better blood flow. Your muscles are bigger and stronger because they're getting better blood flow. Your brain works better because it's getting better blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. It's going to work. I know it will. Works for me. I love to take this stuff. I feel more powerful when I take it. The blood's working around my system. It's cool. Order it today. 800-577-8560. You'll get a bottle. When you mention Doug Stephan, it's kind of an added incentive or bonus. You'll get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. So, Heart Factors Plus. And you can also ask for a bottle of PT9, which is the very potent prostate and testosterone supplement that they offer as well. Anything you'd like, they're there to help. Heart Factors Plus is where you begin. 800-577-8560.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Remembering baseball history out loud, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit his first major league home run on this date, 1954. Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle of the Cincinnati Reds, got his first hit in the majors on this date, 1963, a triple off of Bob Friend of the Pirates. Remember, Charlie Hustle went on to break Ty Cobb's all-time hitting record.
What a great name, Charlie Hustle.
20 years later, I know.
Don't forget Albert Pujols yesterday.
What happened with him?
He hit the most home runs at the youngest age.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
34.
Huh, good for him.
Yeah, it was number 500, wasn't it?
Number 500.
Really? So he now goes on. He can beat Hank Aaron or any of the others, right? Well, how many did Hank Aaron actually hit in his career? Anybody remember?
I don't. Michael? No.
755. There's Michael, the man in the know. Man in the know and on the go. 21 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Through the results on The Voice last night prior to Jennifer checking other television news in the next half hour. This is Adam with his team singing Sledgehammer. Adam's team, Shakira's team, Lake's team. I didn't see... Who's the other judge?
Shakira?
Usher. Usher, he and his team didn't sing.
Wow, really?
Last night. No, I didn't see it here. All right, what do we think of this? Crank it up, Richie.
It's horrible.
Here's what I will tell you, though.
Yeah.
You can find a little bit of the silver lining.
Okay.
This is terrible. I don't know why you picked Sledgehammer. It's already kind of a campy song. But it's better than American Idol. When they do their group number, it sounds less like a cruise ship and more just like, you know.
It sounds like a Partridge Family.
Band is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
The band.
All right, so that's Team Adam. We don't like that. Here's Team Shakira singing her new single, Empire. She's doing this by herself, maybe. So by this time in the program, Josh Kaufman and Kat Perkins, Audra McLaughlin, Kristen Merlin have made it into the top 10. And then there's Delvin Choice and Jake Worthington also advancing into the top 10. So that's the top, let's see, that's six, right? So that leaves Bria. Wait a minute, I don't know. This is Bria, Sisandra, and Christina also are in the top 10. So,
along with Delvin and Jake.
Right. You got it.
Tess. No, all right, okay, I got it.
There
was TJ.
Three in the bottom. There's a
Tess is number 10.
Yeah, okay. All right, TJ get booted, and Danny Mose got booted.
Right.
All right, Richie, let's listen to Team Blake here. Put some drive in your country, one of the other teams.
Already better than the last one.
Yeah.
So, do the better teams reflect on the coaches, the judges? Is Blake better than Shakira and Adam?
Blake has won three times.
Yeah, Blake has won the most.
Really?
Blake has won three times.
Maybe
Adam's
he's
won
better than these other people as far as being a
That's
team
what I
player.
Like to think.
Is that the way it is? Maybe.
No, he could be a better coach. He could be better...
picker of talent, maybe.
Picker of talent, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think of the discussions you'd have about what's going on this program, that would seem to me to be one of the more interesting things. How do you compare
Blake
the four
Blake is good at identifying who's likable, and I think that's really a good key thing. Jake is not the best singer in this competition, but he's so likable that Blake held on to him, and that got Jake the vote.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I think this. I'm just thinking this through in terms of how you rate.
Well, and that's the thing that makes this show a little bit more fun than American Idol is the team aspect of it and the competitiveness between the coaches and their team. So it's got a different aspect to it that kind of separates it from the rest.
All right. So there it is, an overview of last night's Voice here on Good Day. Speaking of competitions, Business Week magazine for years and years and years has listed, and so has Forbes, the highest paid executives in our country. I remember the first year that I paid attention to it, and it happened to be during this week in 1987, when I was high on Lee Iacocca anyway, because he'd saved the Ford Motor Company, Chrysler Corporation, he designed the minivan, he designed the Mustang, and he was the highest paid executive in the United States. And I thought, wow, that's cool. That's good. He got rewarded. An immigrant. Son of an immigrant's family worked on the line at Ford and rose to become the president and got fired because Henry Ford III didn't like him because he did too many things that were good and took away from Henry Ford's sense of well-being. So went to Chrysler and took them to the top. Good for him.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's estimated by the Pet Poison Helpline that more than half of the annual calls they receive are a direct result of pets getting into their humans' medication. The most common offenders are over-the-counter products like Advil, Motrin, and Tylenol. But prescriptions for depression can also be a major problem. Anti-inflammatory medications often create toxic reactions within dogs or cats, causing their livers to overload and shut down, which eventually proves fatal. Seizures, howling, loss of appetite, and jaundice are all common symptoms. As a result, hundreds of animals die annually from exposure to anti-inflammatory and prescription drugs that go unrecognized and untreated. This is likely a result of a couple of factors. People leave their medication in their handbags, their purses, and backpacks, where there might be gum, chocolate bars, and other things that the dog is attracted to. Here's the bottom line, and this is so important. You know, I take many medications myself. I make sure all my medications are totally in a room with a closed door away from anywhere where my dogs can get at them. You should do the same thing. It's good for you, and it'll save your pets. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Now we are at 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is here from San Diego, Jennifer from Los Angeles, and Roberta's on a plane going to Diego Garcia to look at the Malaysian airliner, which is on the ground there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
You fibber.
No, what? But that the plane's on the ground, or
there are some
on our way there.
Tinfoil stories going on about this one.
That's an outrageous statement to make. How dare you refer to statements of fact as tinfoil?
She's going to New Orleans.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about where the plane is. I don't care where she's going.
No, she's talking about me.
Oh, okay.
Calling it tinfoil.
Right, exactly. Now, Roberta, did you tweet that or Facebook do the sharing with Facebook of the picture that Roberta came up with of the Malaysian plane on the ground and seeing Diego Garcia? Where's that picture?
It's on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, okay. So there's that, plus the conversation that we had earlier today with Sarah Bajak, who's the girlfriend of Philip Wood, who's a passenger, and I say I'm using the present tense because he is a passenger, whether he's still alive. The plane is around. Apparently, there seems to be some reason to believe that if not all the passengers are alive, many of them may be.
There's a chance, at least.
Link to facebook.com/findingphilipwood370. That's her Facebook page that she set up for finding him, but she has been now the spokesperson for a large group of people called the United Families of MH370. They are full of frustration full of complaints. They understand and have criticized, justifiably so, the lack of meaningful information that's come from the Malaysian government, which owns the Malaysian airline.
She was saying they didn't even get the serial number for the black box, that the airline's just not cooperating with them because it's government run.
Right. And it's also hiding. And so I asked the question about what basically is happening. Most of the countries in the world are co-opted by this reality. And for what reason? The essence of the fact the United States, for example, or Australia or China or whoever else is involved in this are hand, they know, and they're responsible for giant cover-up. The plane, I've never thought the plane was in the ocean, and neither did anybody else who's got any sensitivity.
They found shrapnel from the plane this morning on the beaches in Australia.
Right.
Who says?
South of, they did.
Who's they?
And we believe them.
They're testing the...
Who's they?
The Australians have sent pictures of it for confirmation to the Malaysians.
Shrapnel?
They found a 3-foot by 5-foot piece that is consistent with being an airplane part.
So how many different airplanes do you think have gone down in the Indian Ocean? Or
why
the
are you
Ocean
so against
the,
this plane?
No, just not that big. I mean,
because I don't think
invested.
It went. I'm against it because it's a damnable, foolish. There's no proof at all that this plane went into the ocean. There's no proof of really anything, thanks to the government.
There's pings.
And pings.
I think
what pings?
We can all agree on is that we're not being told the whole story here, whether the plane crashed or the plane was taken down or it's sitting on some island.
Let's listen to Sarah Bajak and her answer to the question I ask her point blank. What does she think in her heart of hearts happened to that plane? What do you think happened? Really, what in your heart, in Sarah Bajak's heart of hearts, what do you think? Not what you want. Not what you hope for. What do you think actually happened?
If I had to bet, which I'm not a betting person, I believe that the plane has been taken for some other purpose.
Uh-huh.
And I think it is not in the control of the organized countries, and they don't quite know where it is or don't quite know how to get it back, and they're all horribly embarrassed by it. So therefore, they're executing these search activities as kind of a cover-up for their own inadequacy.
All right.
So she does not agree with the plane being in Diego Garcia, like that, like one of the passengers who supposedly is.
She doesn't address it. Nobody asked that question.
No.
Well, that story claims that the United States has taken the plane, and it's under the United States control at an Air Force base in Diego Garcia.
Well, under the circumstances, there apparently are other things floating around now as the rumor mill gets started. I said at the very beginning, the guy who, in essence, not masterminded this, but was certainly behind it, the pilot knew. Other people knew there was something very valuable in the cargo hold. That's part of it. There may have been some passengers who had some intelligence or some information.
My buddy with the tinfoil hat.
Why do you continue to say that? It's really denigrating and annoying.
Really?
For you to keep putting
I'm sorry, you're
people.
Offended.
I am offended because you like it.
He
you
believes
know everything
this
and nobody
guy,
else does anything.
Every conspiracy theory that's out there, this guy buys into. And what he thinks is that there was a team of scientists, Chinese scientists on the plane, who had just invented a cloaking device. And that the plane was either downed by enemies of China so that they could not get back to China with the information and create the cloaking device, or that it was hijacked and everybody was kidnapped on behalf of these scientists so that they could steal the information.
Are you happy you cranked me up, though? You got me cranked.
Great movie script, though.
I've just begun cranking you up. That will get you wound up beyond. You will be chasing your tail by the
really?
End of this segment.
Is
yes.
That so? No, because we're going to move on to something else.
Okay.
All right, here's something that also cranks people up. Today's big story, there are two. The Malaysian airliner finally having some, if you'll pardon the pun, there's some tracks, some roots, if you will, some footage or a footing for the story. But this is the best information or the most intriguing information, I believe, of the day. For many of you who are sort of making a choice to think that this is about affirmative action, it is not. The Supreme Court yesterday voted to uphold the Michigan affirmative action ban, which prohibits via ballot initiative. That is, it was about voting. The Supreme Court upheld that a vote could be taken to determine an issue or the future of something going on in the state of Michigan. This is not about affirmative action. It happens that is a byproduct of the vote, but the initial reaction to this is so wrong because it isn't about I'm looking
it
at
just
this.
Strengthens your vote.
Supreme Court deals blow to affirmative action. No, they didn't. They didn't have anything to say about it. They weren't asked to rule on affirmative action. They were asked to rule on whether the state had the right, the voters in the state of Michigan had the right to make a choice or a decision on an issue that affects a lot of people. And the Supreme Court, on a 6-2 vote, said, yes, the voters in Michigan have the right to decide. In this case, it was about racial preferences, but they have a right to decide via ballot box initiative. They, in other words, and we do too if we take it, this is how you take back the country. You go to war, you go to town, you go up against, in this case, the reason that they managed to get it through is because there were no real moneyed interest sort of affecting the outcome of the vote. And so when you get down to brass tacks and see how the corruption that came from a previous Supreme Court ruling and other rulings that have allowed money to flow into the voting box or voting booth or into the voting system. So you take an initiative and you put it on the ballot in your state that you don't want money being used from outside sources to affect campaigns. I mean, however you say it in a referendum question, and you vote on it, and it becomes the law of the state, the feds can say, well, the state law, the federal law usurps that. I guarantee you that this Department of Justice will try to do that with this Supreme Court. They can't, because the Supreme Court is, hello, by its definition, the Supreme Court. Over. So will they try to figure out a way around it? Maybe. But it isn't about affirmative action. It's about whether you have the right to vote on circumstances that you want to influence. And I think it is a superb example of how to take back various components of this country that have gone awry. Comments? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what about facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day on this?
Rich says, aptitude should prevail, not race, not gender.
Yeah, see, most of the comments have been about the issue of affirmative action, which isn't what this is about.
But it brings up that conversation.
Yeah,
so I think
it does.
It's okay. I think that's healthy to talk about.
Anything else, Kenny?
Well, they're all kind of like that. Richard says, are we not at the point yet where the best and smartest get the job or are accepted at school?
Yeah, we are. Well, we're getting there anyway, hopefully because of something like this. All right, at any rate, what else? Richie hasn't said anything. I'm sorry.
Some judge will come in and change it.
No, the judge can't change. The Supreme Court ruled. They can try
Supreme Court ruled.
This is a Supreme Court ruling.
Ah, that's done.
6-2. Done, exactly. End of story. So that's good as far as I'm concerned. Thank you for doing I think it's
that's the story that cranks you out the most?
Well, unless
not the IRS story and the Inspector General.
Well, at first blush,
giving bonuses to IRS employees who have not paid their taxes.
Yeah, of course that cranks me up.
Are those taxable bonuses, by the way?
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah, that they haven't paid taxes on
this country, man. Oof.
And that abuse their government credit cards. Yeah. They're getting bonuses still.
IRS paid $1 million. For those of you who didn't hear the story, paid $1 million to work. Workers who owed back taxes. Here's your government at work, folks.
A total of $2.8 million to employees who had disciplinary problems, including abusing their corporate credit cards.
But I'll tell you this much. According to USA Today, the airlines actually received a lower customer service satisfaction rating than the IRS.
Really?
Oh, that isn't surprising, does it?
The IRS, really?
The IRS, the employee bonuses Richie's talking about, don't violate federal rules. But they are inconsistent with the IRS mission to enforce tax laws, said the GAO investigator.
The labor union that represents the IRS employees pretty much work this into everybody's contract. They have to pay them the bonuses.
For what? On what basis?
Because they show up
their contract.
Work. They blow their nose in the John. What is their...
They say, let me see here. It encourages good performance.
Oh, of course it does. Right. That means it encourages screwing the taxpayer. That's what that means.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Ta-da. 15 minutes for the hour. Jennifer checks the television report, television news, coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossom. Yosemite, wild strawberries fuse with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh Matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Time now at 12 minutes before the hour for Jennifer to bring us news about Friends,
yeah.
About Ellen DeGeneres.
And The Bachelor.
All right, so go at it.
Or watch The Bachelorette. Yeah. Well, Courteney Cox, let's start with Friends. You know, there's always this, will there be a Friends reunion? Will there not be? Well, Courteney Cox dashed the hopes of Friends fans once and for all. She was on The Late Show with David Letterman earlier this week, and she said there will never be a Friends reunion. It's just not going to happen. She said, quote, there's 6 friends, and I've been trying to put together a cast in over 10 years. She explained, if planning a dinner is any indication of how hard it is to get the group together, there's no way they'll be able to reunite for a show. She says she can get the girls together, maybe Matthew Perry. Matt LeBlanc canceled, and David Schwimmer lives in New York City, so it's just not going to happen. The rest of them are in L.A. So, bad news if you're a Friends fan.
Huh.
Now, this is kind of a scary and sad story, and again, a reason why I just am not into risk-taking. The Bachelorette is filming its next season, and one of the contestants, Eric Hill, he's one of the suitors on the show, he was placed in a coma after being critically injured in a paragliding accident in Utah. Very scary stuff.
Wow.
He was injured after his parachute collapsed partially, and he hit a mountainside. So there's no word on how he's doing. I think they put him in that coma so that they can reduce some of the swelling that he's going on. But again, scary, scary stuff. And I'm sure captured on film, who knows if that will actually air as part of the program. Ellen DeGeneres, also in the news today, Dougie. She's producing a new furniture design competition series for HGTV. It's called Ellen's Design Challenge. It'll run for 6 episodes, premiering in 2015, putting 6 people against each other in challenges involving sketching, designing, and building a furniture within 24 hours.
Who cares? Anybody
design television is big stuff, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buddy? What do you mean, buddy?
Hey, bro.
My wife watches all of those shows.
Your wife needs to go get a job. It's 51 past the hour. Get her a bigger job.
Wow.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country, is here right now. We're going to talk about cats, dogs, bugs, all kinds of good things. I think we ought to try to figure out how to make bugs a pet species. How about the bugs, those little stink bugs.
Those things are everywhere.
I know they are. All right. So we'll have that. The first cat cafe will have a little celebration. The cat cafe in New York opening up tomorrow. Story from Warren and Doug and the rest of the members. What in the world is that? Well, I've never heard that before. The elephants sound like they're blowing either their nose or big horn.
They are. They're playing. They're the trombone section.
Really? Very cool. Yeah. All right, Warren's up to the front center right after this on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it?
do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Story at DougStephan.com for Warren today announces the first cat cafe opening in New York tomorrow with the help of Purina and the North Shore Animal League. Visitors at the Purina Cat Cafe can stop in for quote-unquote conversation and cat health education, as well as to hang out with cats that are up for adoption. They're going to have some coffee from Starbucks, that kind of stuff.
Catnip.
Yeah, maybe a little catnip. So what do you make of the, we don't spend a lot of time talking about cats because I'm not really that focused on cats, but
that's because they're so much better than dogs. You're just jealous.
Really?
Whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Let me gloat for a minute. See if your cat ever did this. Warren, the other day my wife notices the one of our pug puppies, 9 months old now, is pushing open the pantry door. So she's like, well, what is she doing, trying to get to the food? She pulls out a piece of newspaper from the trash can, pulls it onto the floor, and goes pee on it.
Really?
Because she knows that if she can't make it outside, that she's supposed to go pee-pee on the papers.
Hmm.
So she pulled out her own newspapers and went to the bathroom on them.
First of all, the word pee-pee is bothering me a little bit.
Me too. You tell
What do you want me to say?
I had someone call me and said their dog Rainy Rains.
Rainy Wains. Let's see your cat do that, Jennifer.
My cat doesn't need to because it's too smart. It just goes into its box.
Right, but it's like
a little sandbox. Let me just resolve this quickly, and then we'll get to the other thing. Cats are so smart, they convinced you, Rich, that they can't be trained, so you leave them alone. That's the bottom line.
Whatever.
So here's this cat cafe opening up, okay? I'll bring you right back.
Okay.
It's a good idea from the perspective that it's going to introduce people to ideas about cat behavior and the cats for adoption. But this is a pop-up store, which means it'll be there for 2 or 3 days. It's great PR for Purina. It's great PR offer North Shore, and hopefully dogs will get adopted, but after that it's closing. But I didn't stop my research there. There are actually two more cat cafes, permanent cat cafes, opening up within the next few months, one in San Francisco and I believe one in Portland, that will be permanent. They already exist in places like France. I think it's a great idea. Can you imagine sitting at a Starbucks, hanging out, having a cup of coffee, working on a computer, and having cats around you? Just the calming effect, I think, is great.
Alright, that's the hair in your coffee.
Dateline New Jersey, a lot of people in this, I think we basically find that the dogs are members of our family, right? We love our dog.
Absolutely.
All right, so in a South Jersey town last week, a dog gets summoned for jury duty. The dog's name is Griner. Her name was on the list of people that were in the family. Her owner, Barrett Griner, received the summons. Nobody in my house is named Griner except for the German Shepherd. They call him by the last name. So Griner got
finally summoned. An honest juror. Finally.
All right. So what else are you talking about this week on your pet show program?
There's a new study that says that women in the U.S. are not having as many babies. They're going for dogs, and that's they feel that that's just
dogs instead of babies.
Dogs instead of babies. Brand new study by the Center for Disease Control.
Pretty interesting, huh? All right, Warren, is always interesting. Check out petshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.